Welcome to Action Search.
Yeah.
We've literally just gone, yay! The moment where everyone breathed in.
Oh my God.
So.
My Lord.
So what did you guys think?
Well, I love that you built up. I was like, oh, we get to meet the girl.
Well, you did meet one.
Yeah.
You saw the body of one.
I want to say I am really proud of us with the fight. I know.
You fought really well, actually. You really did. Morgan ended up being a bit of a damage spot, which wasn't necessarily what I intended, but he was the only one they could flank. And then once they flanked him, it doesn't make any sense for them to move off him. They're homebrewed, these wolves.
Yeah.
They're like a cross between, they have slightly less HP than a dire wolf. They have the AC of a regular wolf and the movement speed of a dire wolf. And then the 1d6, they do less damage, but then they get this little necrotic 1d6.
Yeah. Well, Morgan could take that damage probably a little bit better than some of us could.
Yeah. So. And if it hadn't been Morgan, it would have been me.
Yeah. As soon as both of those attacked you, I was like, oh my lord.
Yeah.
I'm so glad Webb worked for them because otherwise.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. I think maybe just trying to figure out how
Webb works.
That's what we're doing.
And I think, you know, what I think we'll do, like, it's great because we're kind of figuring it out together, but I think I'll make rulings on the fly, and then if it does, and then if it didn't work, then I'll go away and look at it in between sessions.
Yeah.
But it was. I mean, it made it more difficult for you,
yeah.
which was fun for me. You know, it was like, and I like the fact that we're all working at trying to be experts in. You're all working at being experts in your characters. Like this is the point: is that within 5 or 6 sessions. I won't need to be like, and what do, it'll be like, oh, it's a dexterity saving throw, blah, blah, blah. Oh, actually, I can do this and I can do this.
Yeah.
Well, you know, talking about making things difficult for us, making things difficult for you was having 10 NPCs
I was thinking about this a lot, and it was like, you don't know how long this body has been here, how long that, you know, Aurum, the dragonborn deity who you found Carvilius cradling on the plaza, you don't know if that's... an hour, a day, a week, a month, a year. Mm.
But I think I was really proud again of the way that we kind of all huddled everyone up, so it made everything easier for us.
Mm-hmm.
And getting onto
that. Great shout as well. Like, just such a small thing, but using, what's the elf cleric name?
Barabbas.
Yeah. Using his singing as a means
of
gravitating.
Almost.
Yeah, as a lighthouse in the clouds as a means of bringing everyone together. That moment, I was like, that is brilliant.
My heart was pumping when they all... Because you'd said about beforehand, you'd like prepped us for kind of like, you know, what our characters would have known going into this.
Yeah.
And they'd known that the reason that we are being their bodyguards is because they are not able to use their own powers. You know, and I just thought that's such an interesting thing. Especially when we are so significantly weaker than they are.
Yeah, these are like, Gronoth has 203 HP.
Oh my God.
He's a level 20 cleric. So, you know, these are the most powerful clerics in the world. But you take away divine magic and they're just people who can hit with staffs.
So does that mean, I feel this is probably a silly question, but divine magic is gone. In this world, then, well,
it's
we don't.
Gone here.
It's gone here. Yeah. It's almost like the cloud was like a barrier between.
But if there are no gods, like, what are the consequences of that?
I'm intrigued because they all tried using it. Now, it could be thing we're seeing stuff raging up above. I'm so curious if it's. Do they need in all of them? So if even if one dies, does the ability to give like fate?
I mean, you haven't seen anything other than the body of one god.
Exactly, or is it simply that them fighting means that their concentration is elsewhere and they don't have the almost the stamina or the pool of their own capabilities to allow it? Do you know what I mean? Divine magic to happen elsewhere.
It's exciting.
Well, I really liked like Endalion and Kalnus's little chat and stuff. Like,
yeah, that was really nice.
More character moments was really nice.
Yeah, it was.
We haven't really talked yet.
No, we haven't, and that's why it was like a nice balance where we had some. There was some laughter and there was some jokes, and then it was a relatively well balanced kind of introduction into what we're hoping to do. Where it's like, yeah, there's that laughing and there's the joking and there's our personalities, and then there is kind of that. You know, you come up through the cloud, right, into a battle.
Mm.
How does everyone handle that as well?
I think what's really nice is that you guys, we are all learning how we are at the table with each other.
Mm. Mm.
And I think if we jumped forward 10 sessions, the dynamics at the table would be different. Mm. But what's really lovely is these, like, just like we sort of know how the other one, how each other play.
Mm.
And these characters sort of know how each other think. They've been around each other long enough to have a surface level understanding. Like, they could all tell someone what Kelniss was like, but they don't necessarily really deeply understand or know him. They could all tell someone what I or you know. And so that's kind of mirrored in the journey that the characters are taking through it.
I like that level as well of, like, I know I've joked about it before, but you have, like, the grown-ups and the kids. But it is such a nice balance to have, and it creates such a kind of a lightness. When, if you're not careful, things will go way too serious, way too quickly, and that you lose that kind of joy.
Or the other way, way too silly, you know?
Because it can become purposeless very quickly, and equally it become really inflexible and actually not very fun.
Yeah.
And the whole point of this is that it is, I mean, look, people have, you know, are like multicolored things with these horrible wolves, you know, like, it is silly. It is inherently, in a brilliant way, it's play.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the more fun we all have, the better.
36 spoons. Morgan climbing the tree made him going down much
better.
That's also the challenge that I faced. And, you know, there's still more of this which will be revealed, certainly in the next session. You'll essentially understand the gravity of the situation that you're in. I'll just talk about Aurum for a second, for the Dragonborn deity. Like, it's the reason why you had that religious ceremony at the beginning. It's the reason why I kept talking. Because if I'm going to kill a god, I got to make gods really important, really quick, and I've got like 2.5 hours to do it.
Yeah.
Mm. And so it's super religious, that, to the top of that session. It's so like readings from books loaded, and these are the names of the deities, and it's a huge amount of information to take in. But I felt like if I didn't try to do that, it's why I started the complete intro back at Sentiasa, which was the original plane of existence before Reliquiae existed. And it's like, because if I don't make it about gods now, it's a waste of time, you know.
I really wanted to be able to witness Morgan going up the tree and failing, and I was so disappointed that I wasn't able to see it because him chastising me for like not being a good leader and claiming, and it's like that idea of like, coming back and saying, you know, essentially like, see, I told you.
Mm.
And the idea of the fool being like a person who's been made to look like the fool coming back at a person who's also made themselves look like a fool, I thought was really nice. But again, it's the, I didn't roll, therefore I didn't see it.
The dice know. Mm.
That's the first fight I've ever done with miniatures.
How did it feel?
Yeah. It felt much less stiff than I thought it would feel. I thought it would be very limiting, but actually it's quite comforting because there are just things I can't do.
Yeah.
I actually think it helps, really.
Yeah, I think it does as well. It's going to be really interesting to see how that, because obviously that's a huge boon for the for like our Twitch audience and our YouTube audience, but to our podcast audience that are, you know, hopefully listening now, Theatre of the Mind will probably be more advantageous because it's also, Theatre of the Mind tends to go quicker.
I think going forward it might be useful for us to also describe how we are on the terrain to help people. Because obviously there was a shorthand of, I want them to go here.
Yeah.
But like, I would like them to travel to this
point.
That's
an excellent point. That's a really good point. And we'll learn.
Yeah. And it's, because that was the first time of us doing it with minis.
And it's things like saying, like, that, when I was like saying, I like to attack the wolf but down behind the mound.
Yes.
Like on the right of it. So you're right. You're definitely right.
Which sort of a more imaginative thing without minis forces you to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to be very specific descriptively. Very this, you just have to be very specific spatially, and it's kind of done for you. It's a class dependent thing as well. Mm-hmm. I think the idea of being able to see the terrain for casters and rogues is really, monks as well, is really important. I think the people it's less important for are like barbarians and fighters.
Yeah.
Because essentially, whatever you're doing, you're going to be up in the middle. Unless you're playing a ranged fighter, you're going to be up in the middle hitting stuff. Yeah. And really, if it's 100 feet away or 20 feet away, it kind of don't really matter. You're going to be hitting stuff. Now, at the beginning, I rolled so well on damage. Yeah. Like I think I said second or third round. Like I didn't roll lower than a 5 on damage on a
d6. 15 damage.
Yeah. And they only have a +2 to any of their damage. So I rolled 13 out of a possible 18 across three.
Yeah.
Sorry, you took 15 damage. Did you get attacked twice?
Oh, no.
How did I do that? Across the fight, you took
Actually, I took 11 and... Okay. I meant I had 15 remaining.
Yeah, so you took 11.
To me, that's scary. Like, I could take one more round.
So I'm in a kind of grey area, and I'd be interested, because you've DM'd a lot, Aoife. I'm treating Morgan like a DMPC.
Yeah.
And I didn't necessarily intend to until you all reacted the way he did when he went down, because a normal NPC is just dead.
Yeah.
They're just
dead
at zero HP. Mm. And you were all so devoed that... And I knew I wanted the divine magic to fail, and mass healing word is the perfect way for that to happen.
That was great.
Yeah. And that thing of all these motes of light, to me, that was like a visual. It was really, really clear in my head. And I was like, well, in that case, I've got to give him death saves, because otherwise the mass healing word doesn't do anything anyway and they wouldn't cast it. So he's, essentially, I am just now running a level 2 paladin with one level of fighter, kind of almost in perpetuity, I guess. Although he won't, I'm not interested long-term in having a DMPC in the party.
No, definitely not.
What was the thing you cast on Dolly? Bark?
Bark skin, great spell, man.
I was going to cast it on myself, and then Dolly was surrounded by these wolves, and I was just like, she needs a little help.
So your bark skin only takes you up 2. You have an AC of 14, so it takes your AC up by 2.
Yeah,
Dolly has 12, so it takes her AC up by 4. Shield, which Radiant can cast.
Yeah,
is a reaction. Your AC increases by 5. But it only happens on that until the end of start of your next turn.
Yes.
So it only lasts for like one round.
Hmm.
Whereas, and that's a +5. That's a +5, which is extremely powerful. You get a +4 in perpetuity.
We don't have like an actual healer in the party.
Yeah.
I really love that, because the peril is quite. Like, HP is important. Mm-hmm. Like, these rolls are important because if we get hit, we're down. I was super worried because I hadn't cast Mage Armor. And I thought, oh, no, if I get hit, like, I don't have a huge amount.
For a spell cast, you're pretty good.
I'm pretty good.
15 is your AC.
It's
a wizard,
though.
15.
No, it's 13.
I wrote it down wrong.
13 is my AC. But I have shield, and I hadn't cast Mage Armor.
Yeah.
I thought, oh no.
I had one spell slot, it would have saved just in case.
Yeah.
Because I think, it's the closest thing you have to a true healer is Kalnes, actually. Kalnes is the most, Druid's the most, second most powerful healers, really, after clerics. Mm. You can do a bit, but really, you're much more of a utility caster. Yeah.
Going forward, I'm excited to meet them again.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. I feel like this isn't the last time that we're going to meet these characters
we're still with them, and there is so much.
Yeah.
Well, we paid for the minis.
We've got to get our money's worth out these minis.
No, I'm excited. I can't wait to see what is going on. I feel like the next session is going to be, we got to figure out what the heck has happened.
Well, because I want to know why the 5 of us plus Morgan have been tasked with trying to look after the 9 most powerful clerics in the world.
It's really like a setup.
Do you know what I mean? When you've got 200 HP and you've got us wandering in with 24.
Yeah.
You know, why are we here?
How long have they been dead?
Like, and how many?
We only know that one's
dead. Yeah.
Like, and has one of them been killed and then the rest have retreated to a place of safety? Like, what's happened? Harry said at the beginning, which is... The city has been crumbling.
Yeah,
that's true.
Is it crumbling not because they've left, but crumbling because they've died?
Yeah, because I assumed it was because they'd left, but was the temple or whatever we were in, was there signs of a fight, of a struggle, or is it just like it's all decaying and?
Yeah, and you'll definitely have that chance. I mean, that's where we're starting, and that's this was the thing where I had no idea where you were going to be.
Mm.
Like, I didn't know whether. We were going to be into whether you were going to be here. This was my original stopping point.
Mm.
This was where in a perfect world, this was where we stopped, which is why the session is probably a little shorter than some of the others. But I thought, actually, for the sake of dragging it out, it would just be better to...
It stops where it naturally stops. Yeah. Some sessions just will be longer and shorter than each other.
It's so much all this stuff with the gods and everything, and still I can't fight that thought in my head of going, what's that first conversation with Parvus going to be like? Oh, do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, and it's like, course. We've got dead god right there, and yeah. you can't shake you're the little character thing.
You're,
so you're, like,
you're the heroes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And that's the thing. There's a and when I first play, when I play my home campaign, there at the top, it says the players, and I have the little bios of the players, and I very consciously wrote the heroes for this to remind myself and to kind of go into this with the perspective, like, your story has to be your story. And yeah. so, like, yeah, the fact that you're going, look, a god might be dead, but I want to investigate what your attitude means to our people, and that's your priority. Quite right. You're the heroes. Right. Well, I think that's probably a decent place to finish.
Yeah.
Our first episode of Action Stage. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening, for watching, for being here. We will see you in Reliquiae again very soon. Oh, we didn't do a thing. We didn't do
Roly-poly.
Okay, so I'll explain as you guys are getting this all set up. So Roly-poly is something that Ben really wanted everyone to do, which is where you roll all your dice at once.
When you say
one
set,
you roll one set, and then we keep a tally of who won Roly-poly that week. And we should probably start Action Surge with Roly-poly, shouldn't we?
Yeah, next time.
Okay, so or you can all roll them and then just add all the numbers up.
Oh.
And I'll vamp. Here's my vamp. So an interesting thing for me in that, dear listeners, dear viewers, was who they chose to talk to. Most of them didn't gravitate towards the cleric of their own race, and I thought you might. I kind of had an idea of how all those different clerics would talk and an idea of how they'd behave and what their attitudes towards you would be. And the only one that tried to broach a conversation with their own deity, or at least observe their own deity, was I. So we don't really know anything about...
There's still time, right?
There absolutely is still time. Mm. But it's you know, it's all those, like, those myriad little things that you kind of try to prepare for.
And then it never...
And then it never
yeah. comes DM's out. Curse.
Yeah. So how have we done on the roly-poly? Do we have some totals?
Yes.
Okay, Ben, what did you... It's not radiant. It is very much Ben rolling a
yeah,
roly-poly.
Yeah, Ben got a 79.
Pretty decent. Roly-poly.
79.
Holly?
96.
Oh.
Wait, I've done this wrong.
Wait, are we counting the percentile dice?
Yeah, how are you doing it? Because is it an 8 or is it are we doing...
You mean this one?
The one that says
18?
Yeah. I mean, that one ruins everything. That's kind of the point.
That's how you get big numbers.
Mm. Yeah.
What did you get, Kelner?
Well, I either got 23 or I got 73.
I don't understand how you don't know which...
Because I don't know if we're counting the percentile dice.
Did you count it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
yeah.
So Ben just rolled badly. Yeah. So 73, 96. What did you get?
I got 79.
Oh, 79. Oh, you didn't roll that badly.
87.
Oof.
35.
35?
How did you manage that? Did you roll a 10 on your...
Yeah, I did. No, that's wait.
Did you roll a 0? Did you roll a double 0?
Did you see what that's
well,
okay?
It, yeah, no, it was a... It was...
Honestly, it's fine.
You can't roll a 0,
it's fine,
okay?
Because I think the joy
you
roll is...
Well,
you roll
on a percentile dice.
So on a percentile dice, are kind of tricky, but essentially if you roll... a 0-0 on your percentile dice, and then you roll 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9 on your regular D10, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9. But if you roll double 0 and then a 10 on your 10, it's 100.
Mm-hmm.
Such things.
Mm-hmm.
Such magic.
So currently who's in the lead on the roly-poly?
Me.
That's a win for Indelium. That's a win for Holly. It's very difficult to snap between.
I enjoy that maybe we will add them up as we go along.
Yeah.
God, good luck.
And
I have to track a lot. Someone will.
I also Discord.
So lots to explore, lots to discover, but that seems like a decent start. I mean it this time. Thank you, everybody, for watching.
Yeah.
I do apologise for the horrible RSC false exit that we all thank you for joining us. There will be more adventures in Reliquiae, and we will be coming to you very soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.